Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Babylon, Iraq. The Iraqi government wants to turn the biblical site of Babylon into a major tourist attraction. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
With the rapidly improving security conditions in Iraq, the surrounding Babau province has persuaded the United States State Department and the Iraqi State Board of Antiquities and Heritage to embark on a preservation project with plans to make the ancient city of Babylon a major tourist attraction. This war-torn nation sees an opportunity to restore this biblical city to a stage that could attract visitors from all over the world to the site of such great historic figures as Nebuchadnezzar and Alexander the Great. The United States and Iraq will work together on this project that they believe can become at least what it was before Saddam Hussein, if they're not able to bring it to where it was when the ancient city of Babylon ruled the world. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
As the United States and Iraq work together to restore the ancient biblical city of Babylon as a tourist attraction for war-torn Iraq, the stage is being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. For many years, I have reported the restoration of the biblical site of Babylon under the leadership of the late Saddam Hussein. There are reports that Saddam spent $500 million to restore Babylon, not necessarily as a tourist site, but because Saddam believed he was a reincarnation of King Nebuchadnezzar, who ruled the world from Babylon some 2,500 years ago. This Babylon project is in reality setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. A number of ancient Jewish prophets wrote centuries ago that Babylon would once again come to power before it was totally and completely destroyed, which has never happened. Revelation 18 calls for the literal city of Babylon to be the economic center of the world and to be ruled over by the Antichrist for the last 3.5 years of the 7-year tribulation period. Isaiah, in his prophecy, chapters 13 and 14, Jeremiah, in chapters 50 and 51, and John the Apostle, in Revelation 16, verses 17 to 20, all call for the total and complete destruction of Babylon. The move to make Babylon a tourist attraction is indeed setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...